your takeaways from this game?
I liked our effort. First of all, was way better than it was last night. I thought we competed a lot harder. So it was good to see. This time of year, on the road, you're going to play in tight games, and you got to find ways to win them. And tonight we did that. We weren't perfect by any means, but we were more competitive, and that's what we wanted to see tonight. And at the end of the day, we found a way to win the hockey game. I thought Big Mike played very well after giving up five last night. The way he responded tonight was great. I thought our whole group responded again. I've said this most Saturdays this year, so that's certainly getting a little bit old. But it's a credit to our group that they, when they want to play a certain way and they're determined to do it, usually the results are pretty good. So it's just a matter of finding it, more consistently. Still, even though we're talking about this 31 games into the season, it was nice to find a way to win the hockey game tonight.
Yeah, you mentioned the effort. Just what other adjustments did the team make from last night?
That was the first adjustment, was competing and having effort for 60 minutes. So that was the first thing. That was probably the biggest adjustment. We wanted to make sure we were playing behind them a little bit more. We got away from a little bit in the third, and they started getting some life. But anytime you're down, you know you're going to get a push from the other team. And for the most part, obviously, they tie it up. And for us, we didn't get down. We kind of stuck with it, and we found a way to kind of get one to the net, and it snuck in for us, and got rewarded because of it.
Switch around the lines and the deep pairing, just what do you think of those combos today?
I like them. I mixed and matched quite a bit over the course of the game too, so it wasn't like what the line chart said. It ended up being a little bit different. But I just like the energy of the group overall. The deep pairs too, switch those as well. I thought they worked out pretty well. I thought Angham and McCarthy did a great job against the big line of Williams, London, Ritzkovian. So those two guys did a heck of a job. I thought Hudson and Willander are real good together too.
Some, scuffle after the game, a couple of penalties. Should you get a sense of what happened there and just see what happened in the final sequence?
I think it's just at the end of a game, frustrations will boil over at times. Guys just sticking up for each other.
Yegorov bounced back last weekend after Friday, and this weekend, just what can you say about his short-term memory?
I think it's great. You have to have that as a goaltender, and clearly he does. I didn't think he was bad last night by any means. If you look at all their goals, they're walking into one-timers in the slot with no coverage, with really good shooters, the guys that scored the goals last night. So I actually thought he played fine last night. Not much he could do about it. That's why I kind of kept him in there. I didn't think he deserved to be pulled last night. I expected him to respond, and he did. So it says a lot about him and his, belief in himself and his confidence and just kind of the way he is.
When we talked to Cole Hudson late in the last semester, he said he took accountability for the first half and penalties and turnovers, and seems like he's been playing really well recently. Just what have you seen from him in the second half specifically?
Yeah, he's really competitive. I feel when we're struggling as a team, he feels like he has to do maybe more than he actually has to do, and that's sometimes when he gets in trouble, but he cares. He wants to make a difference for our team. He's been much better the second half, taking less penalties, managing the puck much better. He got rewarded tonight. He had 1-1. So, he's a very talented player. He's still really young. So he's just going to continue to get better. And, we're certainly glad to have him.